The Sentai Review, episode 47, 2015, Super Sentai. Welcome to Fandom Night, another Wednesday, another Sentai. We've been moving through the reviews, but we're going to start this episode a little different. So first off, let's go around the chairs, man, that's an old saying.
Yeah, that's old.
I left that behind a long time ago.
And it's funny because we actually have chairs today.
Yeah, Reptiloid Phil, William Bush.
Seth Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
All right. Now, the first thing, before we go on here, we are going to address an email that was sent to us by Jason T. Scott West. And this dude has literally been checking out the show since all the way back. For those of you that came into the show a little late, this show actually started on Reploid Productions' channel. And it was posted as one big long, like...
giant chunk.
What was it? Like almost a 2-hour video?
Was that just for... something like it had like a set of them...
Yeah, it was. Yes. We just went over one to one, and then we took that video.
And it was cut down to those different ones.
Yeah, we cut it down to this format so that each episode could cover one set of Rangers, and that seemed to help the way the show ran, too, because now a lot more people have gotten into it and told us they like it because they can watch the one they want to see.
Yep.
But he sent us an email, and... he sent it to the Phantom Knight, but really he's talking directly to him. Says, Dear Reploid Bill, here is a list of Rangers and Ranger-like aliens in the pre-Zurangers Super Sentai that you guys missed in your Ranger Suits review series. Goggle V, Computer Boys and Girls, Comboy Team, a child-age team in training meant to be the future Goggle V. And this is what we missed, was these guys right here.
If you look very carefully, you can see the excitement in their face.
Okay, well listen, how excited would you be to be hand-chosen amongst your country to defend the world as the next Baby Bib Rangers? Because that's who they are.
They've probably seen the costumes and are like, this is not as exciting.
I'm almost positive that's who Goggle V was, right? I think they were the Baby Bib Rangers.
I don't know.
So these guys...
I would fact check ourselves, but the phone is currently charging because it went dirt.
These babies here are the next generation of the Baby Bibs. Fact, I'm going to look them up right here. That's Go-Go V. That's not the same thing. Yeah. So we're looking for Goggle V.
Yeah, Google V.
Doo-ba-doo-doo-ba-doo.
Should be way the hell up,
it's up there. It's in the 80s, Bill.
Uh-ohs. Then I no longer possess this file. Well, let me go into here.
You deleted it?
No, maybe not. Give me a second. Bam!
No, that ain't them. No, that's Jetman. Oh, and some random pictures. Okay, I see.
Yeah, this is an assortment folder where I kept a whole bunch of stuff that we did. And I've actually thought about doing a video where I put all of my Power Ranger pictures into one thing. There they are. Yeah, that's Goggle V.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Baby Bibs. Okay.
So, yeah.
So, these sad souls with his broken arm and his... fat kid and his other kid. Look at this kid. This kid is sleeping down here with the headset. He's like, just get
the shortest kid is like, he's like, you guys excited?
That's probably why he's short. He probably isn't actually standing up. He's probably down on his knees because he's done passed out. That man's speeches were that intense.
Oh my gosh. So those are the guys, those are one of the guys we missed.
Wow.
Sorry. Don't care. Then he actually said Maskman X1 Mask. I don't remember if you guys already discussed him or not, but I'll put this here just in case you didn't. He was in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
I think we made a joke about him having
yes.
We made a joke about him looking like he belonged in Battle Fever J.
Yep.
We said he should have been the leader of that team, and we also made fun of his Doug Funny vest.
Yes, because the picture that we got
he had,
was
like,
that weird
too.
Yeah.
Of course, if this guy's
that
from
weird like deviant art fan made animated picture was when we first seen him.
If this is someone from a different show, but I believe we covered him. Yeah. He looks awful familiar.
Yeah, we did cover him. I remember.
Next is Five Coon Dolls, a plush doll species from a parallel universe. They are plush doll alternate versions of the Five-Man team.
Really?
These are not toys. They're not like just in a random scene where somebody has some Power Ranger dolls. These are the plush doll Rangers from an alternate dimension. These guys save the world with fluffy hugs, Shane.
But the pink
there's
one
only
is
four of them.
Yeah.
It doesn't
four
matter.
The pink one is humping the black one.
Oh my. Well,
and
I mean,
and it seems like the blue and red are cheering it on.
Yeah! Well, look, I don't live in a plush universe.
And
I don't know their rules.
You can see
rules.
The dudes pumping in them behind them.
Yeah.
You can see the hat or whatever.
Are you sure, like, the Black Ranger isn't getting some and, like, the blue is about ready to cry and the red's tapping him on the back? Like, it's okay, man. It's okay.
You'll have your day.
You'll have your day. One day someone will fuck you in the butt.
You're a Blue Ranger. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Okay, next was Jetman Neo Jetman, a team designed to replace the original team, but they failed to do so. So these guys...
The fuck?
These guys were a set team of Rangers themselves who were supposed to come in and destroy the Jetman, but I'm guessing that when they got there and they noticed that the Black Ranger was already shooting himself in the face anyway, they were like, fuck it, they got this.
We'll just let this play itself out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, these look like more...
Rather die!
These look more like the villains than a team of heroes.
Right. Maybe that's how it worked out, too. Maybe they were... I mean, we haven't seen the show yet.
Unfortunately.
He says, when I have more time, I shall complete the list from the rest of the Super Sentai series. I'll go back and see if I missed anything myself. James W., a.k.a. Jason T. Scott West. So, I want to thank you, because that was real cool that you're actually helping us out and whatnot, because sometimes...
we miss some shit.
Sometimes we don't know shit.
Then again, we don't follow the show, so yeah, we really don't know.
We really don't know shit sometimes. So, today's actual episode, to get us up and going, it is time for Shane Butcher's name. Go ahead, Shane, say that name.
25th.
This name looks like it could get you in trouble here in America. So you be careful.
I'm going to try and be careful.
Remember, try to pronounce it in the Japanese style. That might help.
2015.
Or make it worse.
Shuriken Sentai.
What's that say, Shane?
You know what's great is this is almost as good as Train Rangers. I let my brother listen to it over the holiday, and he kept having to stop and look at the phone to be like, is this shit still playing? I'm like, no, Shane's just taking a minute trying to figure out a name.
Without trying to say a swear word on this. Or a bad word.
Trust me, no. If I say this wrong, I'm going to get hit at work. Because Bill listens to these at work, and if they hear me, they're going to be like, what the fuck did he just say? And like, we're sorry, he was trying to pronounce a word.
That's because you don't have the good pleasures of being albino Cambodian, like the disembodied voice.
Oh my gosh. Nine Inger. Very sure, slowly.
I'm pretty sure that's not what that word
I'm
is.
I'm saying that. If I really said the other one, I think I might have.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna get punched.
Dude, this word is a bit ridiculous. I gotta be honest here. I'm sure it doesn't hold the same meaning that it does
over there.
Oh, right. Look at
okay, these guys are looking kind of cool, I guess. Here they are.
With explosions.
Well, they got 2 minutes to get to school. Remember, they got to be to school by 8.
I guess step one is to say, so we got to describe these Rangers.
Well, first off, we got a pink, yellow, red, blue, and white.
To me, they look an awful lot like the Samurai Rangers, but they have Klingon war sashes.
Yeah.
They all have the same symbol in the sash. It's just the same color as their...
Looks like the guys have the somewhat similar white boots, but the girls have white shoe things.
Yeah, yeah, he's right.
Yeah, they have shoes.
They do. They have like, yeah. Okay, respected colors are pink, yellow, red, blue, white.
Yes.
Aren't those called like tabbies or something like that?
Mm. What, that thing there?
No, like the shoes.
Oh,
like they're supposed to be like the ninja shoe type of thing, aren't
and
they?
And the helmets have different designs on the front of them.
Yeah, The blue looks like a rhino.
Blue looks.
It's
more
just
because
like of his
sugarcane thing.
Yeah.
Next. That's a little more helpful.
Yes.
So the Red Ranger is some kind of religious. And the Yellow Ranger is right there with him.
With a D-pad. But
the Yellow Ranger's a D-pad.
Okay, well, the Yellow Ranger plays video games. The Red Ranger enforces his religion. The Pink and Blue Ranger throw stars at people that don't agree.
And the White has a...
And the White is a one of those knockoff kind of systems. It's not actually... It's like a third-rate company that's making crappy controllers.
Tiger Electronic?
Sure.
They all wear gold belts with
I
can't see what's on the side of their belt. Is that like shurikens?
It looks like it's either a shuriken or the morphers on the right side, as you can tell by the pink one.
Okay,
be the shuriken.
It's hard to see, but they all to me it also looks like the pink and white are wearing knee-high socks.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And their little skirts, too.
It looks like they've all got, like, gauntlets, too.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, they do.
The white ones look more like stormtroopers, but...
Next!
Hey, look, Shane!
Check this Megazord out! Let's play a rousing game of Spot the Leader! Holy shit!
So we got the
what the hell kind of self-centered asshole?
Like, this is the biggest.
We had a pirate Red Ranger who was always like, Captain Morgan. This motherfucker is sitting on a throne like, carry me, you whiny bitches.
This dude thinks he's fucking Xerxes of the Power Rangers universe or some shit.
Okay,
is effed up if this is the inside of the Zord.
Let's just look at this real quick. The Red Ranger's sitting on his throne with his joysticks right here, right? But look at the others.
Their joysticks are...
One.
Sticking out.
And it looks like... Look at this piece of shit.
They're working their joysticks.
Technically, they're working his joysticks.
He owns all of it.
That's all his shit.
I'm telling you, man, if I was one of these other Rangers, I'd be like... I'm just as fucking important.
Like, what the shit is this? This is kind of mind-blowing for the inside of the Megazord here.
This is the... Well, there's two... It almost looks like there's two automatic doors on each side.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So in case shit gets real.
Hopefully they're locked.
Oh, otherwise, yeah. People.
One door in the very back of the Megazord is already bad enough. The two sliding doors. Two sliding doors on
each
side.
To be fair, because only the Red Ranger needs to sit, they do have plenty of room to fight should something go down in this room.
And yeah, the Red Ranger won't have to fight. He's on his throne like guys get him.
Yeah.
Look, and look at this, and look how high up his seat is. They have to get him into that. Like, he either jumps up there, or he's like, put me in the chair, guys.
Well, actually, it looks like the chair's on, like, a lift. Like the blackish...
So he sits down on the ground, and then these four guys lift it up for him to be great. He's great, Shane. Great.
Yeah.
Next... Oh, look, there's his Zord in the back there.
And then with their
here's their weapon. They all have the same sword.
Whatever.
She looks like she has a bow. Pink? Yeah. Could be wrong.
No, it's not a bow. Now, if you look closely, it's a dagger looking.
Okay, so they all have the same
sword.
Well,
the White Ranger has a dagger.
Looks like a dagger.
But the other four look like they have like a short sword.
The pink's
looks like a shortened katana. Mm.
See, that's what I'm saying. The pink looks different to me, too, so if they're all the same, it's just the way they're holding.
Yeah. Yeah, because it looks like the white might just be holding
it
like this.
Yeah, because white is probably sitting up on her shoulder.
Right.
Yeah, so it probably is all the same shit.
Well, it does seem like the Red Ranger has a cool Zord. Next. Oh, my. There's,
lasers. Lasers everywhere.
Lasers.
Dear God.
Don't worry, guys. They'll protect the red one.
Well, I'm spotting a green laser, and there is no Green Ranger right now.
Huh. Next!
What the hell just happened here?
Did we come across a parody series as well?
I feel the like Red this Ranger might just be the episode.
The Red Ranger has an egg for a head.
Yeah, they all have different food for helmets.
Shit. This is ridiculous!
Guys?
Next.
No, not next.
Guys, next. There are no words for this other than what the fuck.
There's one thing to say. Viewers, explain!
Oh, yes, true. Well, shit, they do that anyway. Our viewers love us.
Or at least they
love telling us that we're full
ridiculous.
Of shit. Because we are full of shit.
So's what they're wearing on here.
What do you mean? That's their normal costumes.
Their helmets?
Well, no.
That's normal?
No, I'm kind of hungry.
Well, I got peanut butter filled pretzels over here if you want some.
Next!
Oh.
Okay, well, if those are the weapons, then yes, they all have the same weapon.
Oh, yeah,
they're also different colors.
The morpher looks like it's in the weapon.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, you actually got pink, yellow, red, blue, white. You can see it.
Right, no, I can see that, yeah.
And, by the power of Grayskull.
Next!
We have the power!
I guess they do.
Yep.
Now, I usually I'm not the one to point something like this out, but I'm thinking maybe the Red Ranger might be the leader here.
Might be. The way that he's standing, he's like, guys, get him.
No.
I'm going to go sit in the Zord, wait for you guys to lift me up.
Before you go, go.
Next. The Shokan!
Okay, where are they going fishing?
Don't know.
Surprisingly, it does kind of look like it.
Next!
Aw, man!
Guys, this is not going the way I had planned.
I thought I told you to carry me to the Zord!
I am so upset!
Why am I still standing here?
Stop bitching! I'm the leader!
And why does the Blue Ranger have a tumor?
What?
Oh, the shit on his leg?
There's something weird on his leg.
Yeah. Holy crap. So far, we haven't seen a sixth Ranger either. Like
next.
No.
Oh, oh, there you go. Friggin' Mexican Gold you Ranger ask? Right here.
Yeah, you ask, and now we have to look at this.
Wow.
Poncho Ranger?
Poncho Gold Ranger.
He's got a star
he's
on
also,
his...
He's also got a hat on his helmet.
Awesome.
He's a sheriff.
He also has what looks like a paper mache sword.
Is that possible? Do you think maybe he's supposed to be like... Is this like a weird...
Mexican sheriff?
Could he be like a weird Western Ranger? Because he's got the poncho thing on. His hat looks like... It does look like a hat. He has the star, kind of like the sheriff idea.
It's a possibility.
Until we see another picture, I want to know...
Next! There's another picture.
Okay, yeah. He took his poncho off.
But he still is wearing a cowboy hat.
He's got like a little sling thing for a gun if he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a Wild West type of ranger.
Well, he's gold. And
the Western Ranger.
He has a... Okay, he has the symbol that they have on their sashes on his, like, shield-looking thing.
Yeah, he's got a shield area thing instead of just a sash.
Huh.
Well, considering the fact that they've been playing the guys off as, like, samurai before this, you know, maybe that actually is the joke, because he literally is the, in quotes, Western Ranger, meaning he's, like, an American dude. So maybe he's an American
Next.
Ranger in Japan.
He's got a guitar.
Yeah, dude, he's got a fucking axe.
Damn.
With a handle under the axe.
Blue Ranger's gonna shoot him in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at him! Look at how! Look how! Look how he's playing it off. He's like, guys, oh my god, a monster!
Pew!
What happened?
They got us!
Looks like he was shot in the back. No,
no, Western Ranger.
I'll take his axe.
Yeah, I'll play the guitar. Don't you worry about it.
Red Ranger's like, I'm the leader.
Yeah, I wanted to learn the guitar. Put me in my chair.
Put me in my chair. Oh.
Oh God.
Next. Oh, he's fucking rocking it. He's fucking. Look, he's got one leg up. He's fucking hitting the power core.
Huh. This guy is kind of crazy.
Wait! Guitar solo!
Yeah! Stop! It's rocket time.
The monster's like, ugh! Stop!
I gotta play a guitar solo here.
Yeah. He's like, this looks like a rocket place for a solo. Fucking...
Red Ranger's in the back. Stop hogging the glory!
Fucking Bill and Ted should fucking... put their phone booth into this series. next.
Huh.
That's kind of a cool picture.
Yeah.
Red Ranger, 7 years old. Got it. It is following us.
Next.
No.
Oh my god, dude! If that's their putty-esque patrol, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're actually kind of cool.
I'm kind of digging that.
She's also like...
I mean, they really aren't as cool as the putties from Train Ranger, but I mean, those guys actually do look pretty pimp.
These Shane, stop trying to look up the White Ranger's skirt.
She's asking me to.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, she's on her knees.
Oh, my.
Oh,
next.
Yeah.
There's already a ranger
Whoa.
For that.
Oh, hey.
It's the battle armor thing with, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the Blue Ranger.
Yeah, Blue
like
Ranger has
armor.
Ranger
armor
and a battle armor.
Dude,
yeah.
Blue Ranger's like, you know, he's standing there. He's looking at the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Who's the leader
Look at the Red
now?
Ranger. Look at the Red Ranger, though. He's
I'm
like,
the leader!
I didn't get battle armor.
But look at the white one. The white one's like, oh, you look so cool!
I'm going to my chair.
Oh, no. It's my chair now. It's like, I wonder if everybody gets this armor, or if the Blue Ranger's some kind of special now. Like, because we always see, like, the Red Ranger gets multiple different types of, you know, battleizers and stuff.
Or the sixth one that comes in.
Or maybe the blue one is like, guys, you know what? I want all that crap. He gets
now,
a chair.
But hold on. There are weird things that happen in Sentai. Like, okay, I say weird. It's not weird for them. For us, it's always the Red Ranger. It's mm-hmm. always the Red Ranger, except for the Alien Rangers where they kind of put it off that the White was supposed to be the leader. But for them, like the Space Rangers, the digital guys, the Blue was actually their leader. So,
In the American version, the Blue was the leader previously.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Next.
Oh,
he got one too.
I guess the
that's the sixth ranger. Yeah.
So this could be like a battleizer thing, like they get samurai on.
It can carry over maybe.
And look at he's like this. Hey, Red Ranger, you haven't had this yet, have you? Can't figure it out.
Next. I guess walk into school. I guess
Yellow Ranger because of his shirt, and she's the pink, and then.
I guess they're going to school with some of their friends or something.
Red shoes.
Whatever he is, man, he's got the ladies.
Okay.
They're kind of into him.
Next. Dude, that dude is freaking sweet.
The Red Ranger's getting taken.
Guys, help me, I'm the leader. The show can't go on without me.
Sorry, we don't want anyone in the chair right now. So.
Dude, that dude is fucking awesome.
Dude, his hood with the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth even, like, I got confused for a second because I thought that gold part in front was like a zipper. I was like, wait, does he have a zipper head? And I was like, no, those are teeth. Yeah, he can literally open his entire head.
Looks like he's wearing a hood. Like,
yeah,
it looks
like that's... Dude.
Like, he's looking away like, dude, I don't even care
that
about
That dude
you.
Is epic as shit.
That bad guy looks cool.
Next. Oh, look.
Wait.
This is the Samurai Ranger come into this show, isn't it? Isn't that the Red Samurai dude? In a new Battleizer?
No, the red Battleizer's on the right.
Yeah, he finally got one of those.
The left?
No, that's what I'm saying, is the left is the Samurai Ranger.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Looks more like a Shogun...
Shogun Ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe Shogun Ranger.
The helmet's kind of giving it away.
Right, but his helmet, we've reviewed him before. That guy was from the Samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he comes in and is like, hey, Red Ranger.
Now, I did see a movie, and of course I didn't buy it. I buy very slowly Ranger series and check them out. I don't jump in and try to get too many so I wear myself out, but there is a Ranger movie I've seen called, like, and over here it's titled like Battle of the Red Rangers.
Oh, that
I wonder if that has something to do with what I'm seeing here.
I think that kind of came up both for this type of thing and on the comments section.
It did once, yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
No. Here's the people that play him.
Okay.
Yeah, we got
Look at the other Ranger. He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Blue Ranger's like, it is cold. Must wear a big coat.
And the Pink Ranger looks more like a fashion girl. And the White one looks like she's more of the girly girl.
And the Red Ranger looks more like the leader.
And I cannot read their names.
Oh, their names are in Japanese, but let's give it a shot.
All right, well, read these words up here, Shane.
No.
Next. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Oh, here's some new weapon.
The red. Wait.
That's the red for us. Yeah. That's the Red Ninja Storm Ranger. The Red Alien Ranger.
Yeah.
That's for us.
Wow.
And he came in rocking a guitar.
Yeah. He's got a banjo.
Okay,
you forgot
it's
that,
not
didn't
nearly
you?
As rocking.
Punk banjo.
Okay. He's got these guys are like swords. He's like Ninja Star. He's like. Like, what are you doing? Playing the banjo? Why?
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding. Next.
Whoa.
And there's the other. I like how like. There's like two Red Rangers. Like, we all are the leaders.
Blue, quick, get out your lighter. Why? I have to fart.
That's what happened.
Yep.
Jesus, dude, what'd you eat?
Leader food.
That's why the red is the leader, Shane.
Which red? Because there's multiple in this picture.
We got three.
There's too many leaders for one picture.
Next. Oh my!
Oh, we got
Hinchinagogo!
We got the first Red Ranger back.
Yes.
These guys are literally fighting for leader right now. They're like, look at me! No, look at me! Look at me!
Wait, wait.
Look at my hands!
Does this mean we get to look forward to a Forever Red version 2?
I know you guys can't see this.
This,
see me, but look at the red, look at this guy over here. He's like this.
They would have a real tough time explaining that in the American series. Forever Red, when it happened in Japan, there was an awful lot of Red Rangers.
In Japan, yes.
Like,
a Red Ranger in every single series.
That got cut down massively when we edited it for our show.
Yeah, ours, it started with the Zoo Rangers.
Yeah.
But before then, there was a lot more.
In Japan, it literally is Forever Red.
Well, yep. Zoo Ranger is what?
92 in Japan.
Okay, and they started 75.
75 was their first series, and our first series is 93.
Yep.
And that was Zoo Rangers. So we missed a lot. Like, all that stuff before we never got.
But that's what I mean. Every single one of those Rangers was in Forever Red. The footage got edited out so that we wouldn't see it.
Because everyone would be like, I don't remember you.
They were there. I've seen the other version.
But.
Next.
Huh. We swear.
Heil Hitler?
To run wild.
Kind of looking like he might be Nazi.
Next.
Then you clearly don't know your World War II.
Ninjas. Look, we're dealing with ninjas.
There are certainly ninjas.
That dude just fucking tripped the shit out.
He tripped over nothing.
Oh, shit. Dunk. And look, he's about to backhand the other dude in the face because he's falling.
And look at these two guys are like, what the hell's going on up there? Whatever they just ran over, let's dodge it.
This guy over here is falling, which means he's going to trip the dude here running on the left.
So wait,
dude's already Superman tripping.
So wait, we must have like two different ninja academies or something.
Look.
Because the way they're dressed on the sides.
Well, yeah.
Well, look at the blue and the red guy. The Red Ranger, right? Look at these guys, right? They're in their ninja outfits. They're getting ready for some training, but they're wearing sneakers because you need to wear comfortably when you're
wearing
running.
The metal headband thing.
Yeah.
They got the Naruto thing going.
Yeah.
Oh man. Next.
Oh.
Yep. Naruto Rangers.
Okay, the Pink Ranger's like, oh my god, I've never seen fire before. Look at that.
This must be a serious, depressing moment.
And look at the Red Ranger. Look at the Red Ranger. look what he's doing.
So, look, the blue is bored.
Yeah, blue is bored.
Okay.
Yellow's ready to go attack a tree.
White
looks like she's just going to pass out.
The red is either already have checked out the yellow's ass or is attempting to spin to check out the pink's ass.
I think he's trying to grab the pink's ass. He's just trying to make sure that she doesn't turn and slap
or he's already filling it up. That's why she's like,
yeah, that's
she's like what
that's
the fuck?
Mid-realization.
And everybody's like doing something and Blue's like,
I wish I could be grabbing somebody's head.
He's like, why are we still standing here? Because I'm the leader. Protect me. And that's another thing. They're surrounding the red.
God, my friends, die for me.
Die for me. Next.
Must be their
old
sensei.
Ninja dude.
And
then
some,
a teacher guy.
Yeah, some guy.
Wait, there's six Rangers there. So was the dude on the left the gold one?
I'm going to hope the dude on the right is the gold one. If the dude on the left is the gold one, I've lost some interest in him.
Respect for him.
He doesn't understand the color scheme yet.
Unless this was just for like the first announcement of them being the Rangers or something.
Next.
Guns. With mouths.
They're frogs.
Yeah.
They got frog guns.
Frog guns. Ribbit.
With the Red Ranger's Zord. With the Red Ranger's Megazord in the background.
Frog guns.
No, I'm just confused because like the Megazord sword made it look like there was either another Zord there or it was like trying to walk like an Egyptian, and I'm like, what the fuck?
friggin' Fruns. Next. Huh. Oh, yeah. He was right.
Yeah.
The blade is the morpher.
Shuriken change.
The change.
This sounds like some kind of, like, Cobra Next. Member.
Dude, he's over there rocking.
Mm-hmm. Playing his guitar.
Guys, it's time for the pose.
You guys pose all you want. It's sexy solo time.
Next.
Oh, they're morphing.
That must be when they're morphing, yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Yep.
More morphing.
Still more morphing.
Can still see your eyes.
Next.
What the?
He fell out of his chair.
No.
Well, there's two yellow and three white.
Three
this
white.
This is even
rangers?
Harder than.
And the white is falling out of the chair.
This is even harder when split into duplicates.
Okay, so here's what happened. They split into duplicates.
So where's the
and the white yellow? Ranger tried to get into the red ranger's chair, and it bucked her out.
It's like, this is not the ass of the leader.
This is not the ass of the leader. And they were all like, no, and they're trying to push the chair to keep her in it. Next. Peace.
A trophy shot or something?
Or victory. Yep.
Or she was trying to bury him victory and failed.
Because
he's kind of like not completely buried. He's like, guys, help. Help.
Next.
Oh, we're back.
All right, guys, here it comes. Who is the coolest ranger?
For me, I actually like the White Ranger.
I gotta go with number six. Mr. Guitar Man.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with the White. I like the White a
Where
lot.
Are you at?
Red.
I already said Mr.
You said the Sixth
Man.
Ranger.
I'm waiting on you, Bill.
I'm gonna rock the Western Ranger. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, it is that time. Let's grade them.
Somebody else go. I can't think of what the hell to give these guys.
Go ahead, Scott.
Well, the main rangers just have a basic look to them. The basic style.
Yeah, but they all have.
So, I'll just go with a 3.
I'm 3.4.
3 point.
I'm going to have to go 3.5. Like, I'm going to give them a little bit more than that. But yeah, these guys, like, they're
3-2.
Not impressing me.
3-2.
Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, the last few, there's been, like, something with their attitude and the way that the costumes look. Like, it looks good, but that and the fact that, because Scotty and I were talking about this show beforehand, because one of our fans had actually made mention in the comments about,
the armor.
Hold on, his calculator's gay as shit. 3.2.
3.
He had 3.
3.4 for you and 3.5 for Seth.
Then you take that number and you divide it by
I know four. Exactly how we do it, but his calculator somehow came up with 10.7. Now that I've redone it, it came up with 3.2.
3.2?
3.2 for this group of rangers.
3.27.
But anyway, so one of the fans had commented on the last video about, oh, well, there's this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah.
And then there's like, so, oh, yeah, what about their armor mode? It's like,
yeah, there's an armor mode, which was the battleizer we saw, but apparently there's a couple times when they actually wear that battle armor, making them look like a shogun, without morphing. Like, I found a few pictures like that. So anybody who wants to bitch about that, no, we found it. We're just not really showcasing it right now. Unless Scotty puts it in now while we're editing. Anyway. But yeah, like, there's just something about these guys where, like, they just don't have, like, the charisma about them that some of the other guys have.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say that. Something seems bland about them.
Well, nobody can beat Choo Choo Rangers, so.
Yeah. All right.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
So that was the last official Rangers?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
Sentai.
Before we get out of here, we do have to say this. We are done with the 75 through 2015. So what we're going to do here, we've been talking about this for a while. We have a couple of ideas. One, we're going to go over this unofficial Sentai Akaban Ranger or whatever. And then we are also going to do, we're going to go back over and talk all robots, the super mechas. And yeah. The way I would like to do that, and I don't know how easy it's going to be or hard, I would like to be able to talk about each one of the Zords, like get pictures of each Zord, and then the Megazord type of thing.
But we got a countdown to do as well, don't we?
Yeah, I'm getting to all that.
Yeah.
Like, we are also planning on doing a full countdown when we go back through the entire thing, just one picture of each and talk about where the scores fell. So in case you've been with us for a while, you can check out when this show, when this season of us going through this ended, where we ended up. I also am going to get my hands on every game I can get my hands on. And we are going to do kind of like a, I haven't decided on the time frame. We might give ourselves 1 hour of gameplay, but we're just going to play some of the Ranger games and just hang out and crack jokes and whatnot.
Do some bullshitting.
The other thing that we are debating right now, and this is only if we can put it together, but if we can get it to work, we are in plans right now for a DVD set of this first thing, the 75 through 2015. And if it works out, we will have like two or three really good, nice looking copies. Like we're trying to get this to look as professional as we possibly can with it, working on some stuff here. And if it works out, we're going to hold a type of contest thing where we're going to send this out to a couple of the viewers. So we're thinking about that. So I got Zords, I got the DVD thing, I got the games, I got the unofficial Rangers. And then, lastly, I'm thinking about doing a, how do I explain this? Debating watching some of the shows, and we'll tell you what episode. We're thinking almost like a science fiction theater 3000 thing. We can't really post the show with this, but what we could do is we could post a thing where we say, like, hey, start your episode now, and then we'll talk with you as we do it.
So, like what me and Seth did with that first Survivor Series pay-per-view.
Kind of, yeah. The last,
we did it before with Our Mighty Morphin, because Our Mighty Morphin didn't actually come with, like, a commentary track.
Well, the last thing I'm thinking about doing, and this would be a little more difficult to do, we usually film in between 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. There's a possibility, and I can't guarantee this, but we're working on it right now, that we might be able to hold another kind of an award thing. Well, aside from the DVDs, we're thinking about having a day where anybody that wants to call us on a, we're going to be setting up a Skype channel, and we're going to allow people to possibly call us for an hour of filming. We'll set it up as an event. It'll be on the group page. So, as usual, go to fandomnight.com. There's all the contact information and all kinds of stuff like that. And you can sign up to the Facebook group page. And we're probably going to be posting an event where, if things turn out the right way, we might actually take, like, calls on the show and talk to some people and answer some questions and whatnot. I don't know yet. We've tried it before and it didn't quite work out. But this show has a little bit higher view rate than the other ones do. So, now, no guarantee, we're still thinking about how we're going to get that to work. So, those are a couple of our plans. If you guys have other ideas, now's the time. This is the video. This is, without a doubt, the major event here. Let us know if you guys have some ideas, some things you'd like us to do, because as it stands right now, we have a couple ideas, but this season, aside from the countdown, which is our kind of like our season finale, we are almost done with the costume review year by year. So, yeah.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.